The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday, but more importantly, yes. Happy Coats for Kids Day.
Today's the day. Today's the day we raise as much money as humanly possible.
Yesterday, we requested $21,000, I believe.
Yeah, we're over $21,547. I like to start the show off by giving a massive, massive shout out to Donald Youngblood.
What did he do?
Guess how much he donated.
$69.
I mean, I would give a shout out to anyone who joins the 69 Club, of course. But if I'm starting this show off with a shout out to Donald Youngblood, you know it has to be a good one.
$669.
Wrong. Danny, what do you think?
$769.
Wrong. Sarah, what do you think?
$1,069.
Close.
Okay.
Donald Youngblood donated $1,000 to Coats for Kids.
What? That is awesome. That is how you start the day.
Beyond generous. I mean, all the Rockaholics. I mean, if you're donating $40 like Deanna Evans, that is so appreciated. If you're like Donald, donated $1,000, or Megan Winnie donated $200, or Charles Collins donated $100 as well. But today is the day. We'll give you shout outs all morning long. Just donate. And if you want your business to get a shout out, put that in the name for your donation and we'll give a shout out to your business as well.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. It sounds like we're off and running already, Rockaholics. You are the most generous people on the planet. Let's keep it going all day. Coats for Kids Day at KISW.com. And now let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today's Gingerbread House Day, but nah, it's Coats for Kids Day.
Yeah.
And because we raised over $20,000, yes, that means tomorrow at Live Night.
Hey, ting-a-ting-a-ting.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
I will have to sing Dominic the Donkey, which is part of why my voice is hurting this morning, because yesterday at band practice, I had to practice it. Yeah. And let's just say, those hee-haws hit you a lot harder than you think.
And you're not just going to sing it. You're going to be it.
I am going to be, well, I hope I'm going to be it, because I said I will dress up as a donkey, which I got my donkey costume yesterday. I should have went with a size larger.
Oh,
because
no.
I tried it on last night when I got home from band practice. And let's just say, I don't know if there's a term called a donkey knuckle, but I was definitely sporting it.
Oh, my. Did you have the same problem when we were a zebra?
Exact same problem. Oh. So I ordered another one, and I'm hoping that it'll show up in time. Well, I'll return them.
I get it.
Yeah. I was like, I can't. I just can't. If I'm going to, I'm already nervous about performing Dominic the Donkey in front of all the Rockaholics. The last thing I have to worry about is people getting to see what's going on downstairs.
Can I just say that if that's not enough incentive for you to buy a live day ticket, you need to buy a live day ticket just because watching Steve try to sing Dominic the Donkey last night, he doesn't sing, Taryn.
No.
He screams aggressively like at the microphone. And it's one of those
punk rock, baby.
You need to see it to like see it happen. It's magic.
I just got tapped into all my East Coast New York family members who don't talk. They all just speak rather aggressively, even if it's about happy stuff like Dominic and his friends.
You were embodying that for sure last night.
I mean, Danny, maybe if I had more time, I could have taken some singing lessons.
Some hee-haw lessons.
You know what? I don't think you need singing lessons,
hey,
Steve.
Dominic the Doc. I'm going to blow my voice out tomorrow night. I got to keep it cool. I need some throat coat. I'll be all right. Hey, sad news.
Oh, my.
Sad news in the world of the Seattle Kraken. I saw this news yesterday. I was like, oh, man, awful news. David Bonderman, one of the guys that helped bring the Seattle Kraken here to Seattle. He's the founding owner of the Kraken. Passed away at the age of 82. Big part of bringing the NHL to Seattle. He also is a UW alum. a massive philanthropist, and also just help people with education and a bunch of other stuff as well. The Kraken already have announced that they will honor him by wearing commemorative patches on their jerseys for the rest of the season. I'm sure some other stuff is going to happen tonight at Climate Pledge Arena as the Kraken take on the Boston Bruins, but definitely our thoughts go out to the Bonderman family.
Absolutely. There was a recent interview where Black Sabbath bassist Geezer Butler shared that Ozzy wants to maybe include a Sabbath reunion as part of his final shows that he's going to be performing in England.
That's crazy because we were just talking about what bands we'd like to see you reunite, and one of the big ones was Black Sabbath.
Yeah, it sounds like it might happen, but Tony Iommi and Bill Ward have still not weighed in on this, but, you know, there's hope. There's hope, Rockaholics. Maybe it's going to happen one final time.
I don't know if there's much beef with those guys or if it's just like a health thing, but I got to imagine if Ozzy's like, look, I want to do it one more time, you got to do it.
Yeah, for Ozzy, I mean, he's living on borrowed time already.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm not trying to be like, you know, Debbie Downer, but I mean, at some point, we're not going to have Ozzy in this world, and I would hope that, like, Tony and Bill would be like, man, we had an opportunity to do one more show with him. You would think they would want to do that.
For sure.
This story, I don't know if you saw the video of it. I could not stop laughing, although this guy was a little unhinged. It happened in Utah. The guy bought a car on Monday, and he was like, you know what? This car sucks. It's a total lemon. So he contacted the dealership and said, hey, I want my money back. I want to return the car. And they're like, there's no returns on this car. We sold it as is. And that's exactly what as is means. And he says, well, if you don't give me my money back, I'm going to drive it straight through your dealership. And I think I'm assuming they were just like, yeah, sure, buddy, whatever. He did just that. Here's the moment of the crash. And then the manager of the dealership talking about it.
Anybody under the car?
No.
It was kind of a very, very scary situation. Several hours later, he came back and he was very emotional. He said, listen, if you don't give me my money back right now, I'm going to run this car right through the front door.
Insane that he followed through. A man of his word.
I respect that.
Yeah, he was just having, you know. Because you had a bad day. Also, here's the guy. Michael Murray is the guy that drove the car through the dealership and they caught up with him. And he talked to the reporters about why he did it.
I was just really angry. I was upset about my money. I kind of blacked out for a second. You know, I know I probably shouldn't have done it, but I guess I just hit a breaking point.
Thank you. Hey, I know. I was listening to some Linkin Park. One Step Closer came on. I said, you know what? F it.
I thought maybe it was Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
That would work as well.
Yeah, that'd motivate you.
Tonight is Thursday Night Football. Definitely, this has some massive implications for the Seahawks and hopefully for their run to the playoffs because two teams in the NFC West are playing. I mean, who do you root for? It's the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Los Angeles Rams. I feel like with how the NFC West is right now, I mean, part of me is like, go Niners?
Ew.
I didn't even feel right saying that.
Go wash your mouth out, Steve.
Can both teams lose tonight?
I would love that.
Or a tie. A tie would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go tie.
Okay.
As far as weather, hitting a high of 44 degrees and cloudy, the DMD is brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub, and that's what's up.
We mentioned it earlier. We're going to mention it all day today. It is Coats for Kids Day. So if you are curious who Coats for Kids truly impacts, then hang around because we're going to be chatting with our buddy Dean Shelton from the Washington State Council of Firefighters at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Today is Coats for Kids Day, and over the years, Steve Miggs, we have done some amazing things with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm.
Raised so much money. This year, our goal is $50,000. We're hoping to hit it today, and that is definitely a stretch because we are a little over $20,000, and I do want to give a shout out to some of the Rockaholics that have donated. I mean, they've opened up their wallets in a big way. I mean, like we said, though, $20 helps, $5 helps. $40 helps, but then you get Rockaholics like Rick Melton donated $569 to Coats for Kids. Yeah. James Starbuck donated $269. Both of them joining the 69 Club in an epic, epic way. And also Megan Winnie donated $200. Every amount helps, but massive shout out to these Rockaholics that have opened up their wallets during a tough time. It's the holidays and helping out kids in need. That's what we're hoping to do with Coats for Kids Day.
You can head to KISW.com to make a donation, but who better to talk to speak on the mission of Operation Warm than Dean Shelton of the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys once again for having us on your show. Appreciate it.
So we are looking to put 2,500 kids in brand new warm winter coats, and it's a $20 donation that can do that. You have been present for some of the opportunities to distribute these coats to these kids in need. What is that like, Dean?
Yeah, you know what, as a vice president of the Washington State Council of Firefighters and the Firefighters Union, you know, it's been an amazing program over the years for us. You know, we're going back now probably 15 years in which firefighters from all over the state of Washington, you know, get this great opportunity to not only engage in our community as first responders, but also engage with our kids, you know, that are in their schools and put these coats on kids who may or may not have ever had a brand new coat or wow. or may not have a warm coat. So, you know, it's just a great opportunity for us to really engage, you know, obviously create relationships with the teachers, create relationships, you know, with the kids, and just really build stronger communities.
I saw on the website, and I think it's something that would be good to talk about, is just how it not only helps keep them warm, but also the confidence and the self-confidence and show up into school with a brand new coat is a big part of, I think, why it's so awesome to do this for the kids.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just no doubt that there's already enough pressures on our kids
yeah.
when they step into the school. And one of the last things we need is for a kid to feel left out, like to feel that they don't belong, you know. And as firefighters, we know what that feels like to, you know, really, you know, we have people, we represent people, you know, from all different backgrounds, right? From people that came from, you know, lesser backgrounds to stronger backgrounds. And we blend that and we create a team. And that's what we're trying to do in the school. And, you know, when you give a kid a new coat, you're helping build that team, right? You're building that kid's confidence. You're building that ability for them to learn. You're building for them to belong. And I think that's really important for us in this day and age when we watch, you know, our communities and how they interact and how we interact as humans together. So anything we can do to help that, you know, again, we know that education is the foundation for strong communities. And, you know, if we can contribute to that, we're going to be part of that. We're really excited about it.
Well, with an estimated 300,000 children living in poverty in the state of Washington, this is a great opportunity for us to not only help out those kids, but their families, too, so that they can, hang on to those critical funds that they may have to be able to pay the bills, put food on the table, all of that. So if we can give the gift of a warm winter coat, it's a huge relief for those families.
And Dean, this might be a strange question or just a weird question, but like, is there an interaction with a family or a kid that you just always remember that sticks in your head over the years of doing this?
Yeah, I think, you know, Steve, I'm glad you asked that. You know, for us, a lot of times the teachers are great. The teachers generally will have their kids after we've been there, you know, obviously send thank yous. And it's pretty amazing what kids can draw or color or create. And it really is touching when we see some of these cards that come back to us where the kid has drawn, you know, them in their brand new coat and just the confidence that they have. So although there's probably, you know, again, if you look at, you know, the 120 locals in our state, and the locals that are contributing in this program and doing coats for kids in their communities, you know, everybody probably has a story of a kid here that they touched or a kid here that they actually made a difference in. But those letters and those thank you cards really, really show the true sentiment that a lot of these kids have when they get that new coat. And you can just see it in their drawing. You can see it in their creativity. And it's awesome when we receive those.
Dean Shelton, big thank you to you and the Washington State Council of Firefighters for doing everything that you guys do with Operation Warm. Coats for Kids is back, Rockaholics, and you can make your donation by heading over to KISW.com.
Hey, I appreciate you. You and your listeners, the Rockaholics, are awesome. You know, every year we've been doing this now a few years. You know, I know we're getting close to that almost $1 million mark, I'm pretty sure, as far as how much you guys have done. On behalf of the Washington State Council of Firefighters, President Dennis Lawson, Secretary Treasurer Greg Markley, and the rest of my executive board, you know, we couldn't do this program without KSW and the Rockaholics, and we can't emphasize that they're part of this community. So although the firefighters get the credit for putting the coats on the kids, it really is a joint effort by so many people to do such great work, and I just want to say thank you to you both and your listeners, because it really is an amazing program that we're excited to be part of.
Dean, we love you, man, and we're hoping that we're going to hit that 50,000 this year as well.
I right, love you guys too, and definitely have happy holidays, and thanks, Rockaholics.
He's just the best. I love Dean.
Absolutely.
And we've got some work to do, Rockaholics, but I know we can get there. Just head to KISW.com and you can make a donation to Coats for Kids on Coats for Kids Day.
A little person by the name of Taryn Daly just made a donation.
She sounds awesome.
She's pretty sweet. Also, Tim McGraw donated $169.
The Tim McGraw?
Absolutely. I don't know if it is or isn't, but let's pretend that it is.
I love that.
Big shout out to Tim McGraw. We love you, man. You and your dad. He was a great pitcher for the Mets. Awesome times. And shout out also to Charles Collins donating $100 as well. We are not close to $50,000. I'll be honest. I mean, but that's okay. Like, that's the goal, is to hope to hit that by the end of today. And in the past, the Rockaholics have stepped up huge on Coach for Kids Day. But right now, we are at $21,816, which is freaking awesome because that's a lot of Coach for Kids in need.
Heck yes. Let's keep it going at KISW.com. Now, with it being the holiday season and all, you're going to see a lot of lists coming out that maybe name the greatest Christmas songs of all time.
Yep.
But what about the worst?
I got one.
Is it the one you're performing tomorrow night at Live Night?
Wow. You have the nerve.
He almost cursed at you.
Merch. Look, if it goes as well as it did last night at band practice, I might agree with you it's the worst. But no, for me, easily it's this.
Really?
I hate this song. Of course you like it. I like the Beatles. Okay, this part's cool though.
Okay, well, I put that on the list of the best.
Ding dong, ding dong. Hey, that's just the weirdest freaking song of all time. How many psychedelics was Paul McCartney on when he wrote this?
This is the Beatles?
It's Paul just McCartney Paul. Of the Beatles. Right, Danny?
Danny hates it. I love it. Well, we did find a list. The name's the worst Christmas song of all time.
And shockingly, this is not on
it's
the
not
list.
This.
If Danny and I made the list, it would be.
We will go through the list after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.